to mountaintops in the hot sun.
It's cold, it's cold, it's cold.
Water you can drink with your own hands. Houses got heat, but no fans.
That's University of Arkansas student Coco Vasquez singing her song El Salvador. Her stage name is Puta Coco, and Friday she's celebrating the release of her debut EP, Leaves, with a concert in Springdale. The show is part of a new event series designed to showcase hip-hop performers in the region. The initiative is being led by Jasper Logan, a hip-hop artist himself, who is switching from performer to producer to help other local artists find places to share their music. The two musicians recently came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to speak with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda about the project. To begin their conversation, Jasper discussed why he's creating this new project.
It's basically a kind of a response to just like a little bit of my like frustrations with like the city, and then also just like what I kind of like believe in. I guess my philosophy or whatever is that, like, you know, I believe in hip hop. I believe in like hip hop as an art form and as a culture. And Northwest Arkansas isn't like very like conducive to that culture mm-hmm. in a lot of ways, even though like hip hop is like the number one genre in the world. Like everybody listens to it. Right. Everybody loves it. But the area is still like a little slow catching up, which is not like new. Like a lot of the world is still slow catching up. Like, you
sure.
know. And so Jasper Logan Presents is like basically an event series. And it's just a way to kind of like highlight the art form of hip hop, R&B, and the culture, if you will, and just say, hey, Northwest Arkansas, this is, we're here. There's a community here. There's a culture here that's rich, that's talented, that's thriving, and that's like knocking on the door saying mm-hmm. like, let us in, let us have places and spaces where we can like display our art form and engage with people and with the community, and then not be weird, and then not be like, you know, awkward or anything like that. And so the series is kind of a response to like a lack of space within the community, and just saying, all right, we're gonna create our own spaces. With that being said, so yeah, that's what it is. So we got a few events coming up. The first one is an EP release for. Mm-hmm. Coco, Puta Coco. And then we'll have one at New Year's and then another one in February.
What, you're an artist as well. So what are some of the issues that you were running into? Was it just when you would go to venues and say, I would like to do this, they weren't into the music, or they just, it wasn't going to be, you weren't going to be able to guarantee a big enough audience? Like, what are some of the issues that you were finding, yeah. running into?
Yeah, mostly just like practical things that like, didn't necessarily work with the culture or the genre of hip hop. So like we went to one place that would have been like an ideal venue spot, but they were like, hey, you got to be out by 10 p.m. And, you know, if we throw a concert at 8, and that's just like, that's just not possible to be done mm-hmm. completely by 10 p.m. And then just like other things like venues that like might have like shared space with other businesses, and they would say, hey, the volume level has to be a certain and level, and like hip hop needs to be kind of loud and kind of like mm-hmm. Yeah, just loud. And so just like very small practical things like that like just kind of like not necessarily like outright, I don't want to use the word discriminate, I feel like discriminate's too hard, but like outright like kind of highlight certain genres over other ones. Things like that are like practical and like not outright do those things, but like in a way kind of like slaps hip hop in the face and be like, ah, like this really isn't for you. And so we're just trying to like find spaces and like create spaces where we can just make our own rules and like we can just display our own art form and stuff like that. So
what's the first space that you're going to use?
We're partnering with Paradigm Supply Company. We went and checked them out like a few weeks ago, and they were super great and super on board with the vision and like everything we believed, and they believed in us. And so it was an easy mm-hmm. partnership, and they got like a nice little space to that's really cool. And they're invested in the community. And so it just worked out very well.
How do you and Coco know each other? I know she's sang on some of your, or at least one of your songs before.
Yeah.
How did you guys meet?
That's a good question. How did we meet?
I think we met at the station, right?
Yeah. At the station.
Max. That's what I thought.
Max.
I love Max.
Actually, so the guy who's like partnering with
Perez.
Me.
Perez.
Mm-hmm. Partnering with me, who's helping me plan all these events. Uh-huh. Max Perez?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Max Perez. He also works at an organization called TAS at the station. And
Teen Action Support Center?
Yes. Teen Action Support Center. And they threw an open mic, and Coco was there performing,
uh-huh.
and she sang a song, and I was like, yo, that's amazing. And so from there, like, I was like, yo, you should come sing on this one song with me. And we did that one song, and then it just turned into, like, her working on, and then I was like, yo, you should make an EP. And she was like, what? And I was like, yeah, you should make an EP with a few songs. And so we started working on that, and then now it's going to be released pretty soon.
So Coco, tell me a little bit about yourself. You grew up in Rogers, but originally from New York?
Yes. So I was born in New York. So I was actually born, like, not on the street on Broadway, but a hospital in Broadway.
Oh.
Like, on Broadway. And I always think that's super cool to say.
Yeah.
on Broadway, now you're in entertainment.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Meant to be.
And then we moved to Rogers, of course, because, like, family and opportunities.
And how'd you get into music?
So the thing is, I would say that I didn't start until, like, a year ago. And then my friends will remind me, like, don't you remember that time in fifth grade when you wrote the song for the teacher about how much you loved her class? And I'm just, like, starstruck. I'm like, I completely forgot about that. But I have been doing music, and I have, like, videos on YouTube and videos on uh-huh. Facebook of, like, the times that I used to love just, like, doing covers of songs. So I've been into music for a long time. I just haven't really, like, felt comfortable enough to share my own music until recently.
So what was it? You said about a year ago. So what was it that kind of prompted you to dive in?
So I was in the Latinx Theater Project, and it was finally then, whenever I was hearing everybody's stories, that I kind of understood the importance of my own narrative and, like, getting my own point of view out there, and, like, my own story, of course. So just, like, the things that I've been through, the things that everybody goes through, and just, like, having that connection with the world. That's basically why I started getting into music. And the first song that I made, I think it was in seventh grade, because my cousin, he was wanting to be, like, the new Justin Bieber. And he knew that I could sing, so he wanted me to sing a song with him. But this first song that, like, I ever actually performed in front of everybody was whenever Jasper saw it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, so full circle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
The EP is coming out. How many songs?
Six songs. The one that Jasper heard will be on there. It's called El Salvador. So both of my parents are from El Salvador. And then they migrated to, well, it's a very cute story, actually.
Is that what the song is about? Is their story?
No. They've told me about the stories and, like, their raising, like, them being raised in El Salvador and how it was like.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wondered, and I've always wanted to go back.
Mm-hmm.
I've only gone once, and I was about 3 years old, so I don't remember it whatsoever, except for pictures of, like, me on, like, in KFC with my grandparents. And I don't remember that, but I do want to go back. And I did want to go back, and I told my parents that I wanted to study there for a year. And when I told them that, they looked at what I was wearing, and they saw that I had Nike socks and Nike shoes, and they said, if you wear that, they will steal it off of you. And after that, I was just, like, terrified and, like, scared. And I was pretty young, so I like, for a fact, I was just scared. But now that I'm, like, older, I still want to go back. I do want to study abroad, and the only one that was in Central America was Costa Rica. So I feel like that's the closest. And if I do go, possibly after, I'll just go ahead and go to El Salvador and meet with family.
So what's the song about?
The song is about just wondering, like, where I come from. I, like, almost just want to sing it, because...
I mean, you can sing a little bit if you'd like.
Okay. It really does say like how I wish I understood where I come from. So it's, I'll just sing it now.
Yeah, sure.
So, how I wish I could understand where I come from, with the mountain tops and the hot sun, water you can drink with your own hands, houses got heat but no fans. So my parents have told me like, you can go and drink your own, like just drink it like straight from what's it called?
The spring.
Yeah, the spring.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always wanted to experience that.
Right.
And then they have also told me that like whenever they grew up, they didn't have any electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just thought about like how hot it was and how much I hate mosquitoes. So I was just thinking about all of that and like wondering how it was for them to grow up there. And how different it is for them to have moved here. Like, my mom didn't know about a washer or dryer or anything. So, like, they were treated poorly whenever they first came because they didn't know a lot. And just, like, seeing the progress that they've made. I want to, like, go back to that, like, where it all came from and, like, where, like, my grandma and my grandpa mm-hmm. are from, so...
The album is called Leaves.
Yes.
Leaves like the trees or leaves
yes.
like leaving?
No, leaves like the trees.
Okay.
So the reason I called it Leaves is because my name is Pura Coco. So like purely or pure coco.
Yeah.
First I thought of it like purely myself.
I love that.
Right?
Yeah, I love
so
that.
Just, like being purely me and like being authentic and just like putting my heart out. And then after that, I was like, okay, what are the other reasons that I should go by this name? And then I thought about chocolate and I was like, okay.
Uh-huh.
I mean, delicious.
Right.
And then I thought about pure cocaine.
Sure.
Right. And I was like, addictive.
Uh-huh.
You know, keep you coming back. And I thought about like all those things. I was like, those seem like good reasons to go by this name.
Right. Lots of different ways you can go with the word coco.
Yes. So, and then I always wanted to keep like a little bit of like my Latin side.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to have like a Spanish word in there. So
mm-hmm.
pura coco. But the reason that I chose Leaves is because I thought it'd be cool if the albums and the EPs were the steps on how to make cocaine. So
oh.
it first starts with leaves, then gasoline, then like you drain the gasoline. So and then it goes
uh-huh.
and it just continuously goes on.
So you have a plan for the future. You're
yes.
gonna keep going. This is just the beginning. I like
uh-huh.
that.
Yeah.
I like that this is like, no, this is the beginning.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about having your first show?
She's excited.
Nervous?
Yes. So the thing is I didn't know to begin with.
Yeah.
And then
oh,
they
did
just
he spring this on you?
A little bit.
Yeah. That's kind of how Jasper, the producer, works. Hey, uh-huh. you gonna do this? No.
But I liked it. You
yeah.
know, I wouldn't have planned it out myself. And the fact that like I have such incredible people in my life that are like, you should do this. You
right.
should push yourself out of your limits and just put your music out there. Like, really makes me grateful.
Going forward, you want to highlight more artists like this
yes.
in the community.
So,
a question that I have is, if it's been hard to find a home for hip hop, how does the community stay connected? How do you find other people like yourself that want to perform?
I think really I've just been blessed. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I can't really say like there's a formula to it. Like, I mean, I randomly went to the
mm-hmm.
open mic thing, like, and it was like, oh, they're there. Like, I don't really know. Like, people just keep like putting the, like, I just keep getting in
you
the
keep
way.
Crossing paths.
Yeah, we
yeah.
just keep crossing paths.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh man, you are dope. Like, let's collaborate and let's make music together and let's do some stuff. So, but I'd like to be like part of that. And that's what I want, like these kind of events to kind of be like, I want it to be a space where not only you can come, hear some great music, but you can like collaborate and connect. And it could be like, oh, this is a space for us. Like, I know I'm going to have like-minded people there that love hip hop, that love like, that love this stuff and that'll, I can connect with and hopefully build relationships out of and like do that. So I want to play my part in creating that. Like, there's other things going on, but like, I just want to play whatever like small part I can in like creating like that space and like adding to it and like putting my friends on, like, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm friends with a lot of these people, and so like I just want to see them perform. Like I just want to see her perform too. So,
well, Jasper and Coco, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
That was Jasper Logan and Puta Coco speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda earlier this month. Her EP release show starts at 8 Friday night at Paradin Supply Company in Springdale. Tickets are $10. More information available by searching for Puta Coco on Eventbrite. That's P-U-R-A-C-O-C-O. We'll also post a link on our website, ozarksatlarge.com.